Thank you for the opportunity to speak on the bill on Idris na Gaeltacht Day. I support this legislation and its intention to amend Act on Idris na Gaeltacht Day 1979 to change the current nomination and selection process governing the appointment of the Board of Idris na Gaeltacht Day under the Gaeltacht Act 2012. I always disagreed with the nomination process that has been in place since 2012, and I welcome the return of the election process, which is far more fair and democratic. The Irish language is an essential part of our cultural heritage and national identity. It is steeped in tradition and history, but there is also a very important place for the language in present-day Ireland and for generations to come. We need to value the role that language plays in modern Ireland, day Ireland, and realise its full potential. We must also value the importance of our Gaeltacht areas in preserving and strengthening the national language, and Idris na Gaeltacht Day plays a vital role in ensuring this. Since its establishment, Idris na Gaeltacht Day has done a lot to develop the Gaeltacht economy and to strengthen and preserve the Irish as the main language in those regions. It has focused mainly on industrial development, regional development, community development and language planning, and has made many gains in these areas. However, it is clear that Idris na Gaeltacht Day lacks a culture and heritage focus, and I believe that this is something that we should be considering going forward. Economic development should be celebrated, but cultural development is what will enrich our Gaeltacht regions and instill a deep appreciation of our language. Culture, heritage and community are what give our language a soul, and we must not forget that our pursuit of economic gains. It is for this reason that I believe Idris needs to reconsider its functions, and maybe the appointment of a new board will create an opportunity to do so. As I said, I welcome the new election process and the fact that all candidates must have Irish language proficiency, have relevant experience and skills, and be living in the Gaeltacht region. This will help in ensuring that the Gaeltacht is properly represented. I also welcome the fact that the three smallest Gaeltacht counties, Gaeltacht Muskerry, Gaeltacht na Mí, agus Gaeltacht na Deiche, will now have a permanent representation to ensure a more representative board. A review on Idris carried out by Dr. Breed Quinn and BDO made some interesting suggestions following a consultation process which informed the recommendations of the review. I agree with the view that the election of candidates should be nominated by the public rather than political parties, as well as by the view that board members should not be members of the local authority, members of the House of Lords, or a member of the European Parliament, and I am glad to see the legislation has included this. Also included in the legislation under Section 6 is an amendment to Section 8 of the Principal Act by inserting, and Tudorus may sell or otherwise dispose of land to an approved housing body within the meaning of the Housing Regulation of Approved Housing Bodies Act 2019, or to a housing body within the meaning of the Housing Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1992 for the provision of housing in the Gaeltacht. Although I welcome the selling of land to a local authority for the provision of housing in the Gaeltacht, I do not agree with selling it to housing bodies. I strongly feel that local authorities should have the responsibility of housing in Gaeltacht regions and to the country as a whole. It is vital to ensure that the availability of affordable housing in Gaeltacht areas such as Glancon-Kellia and Gidor, so that people have the opportunity to live and work in these communities and to contribute to the preservation of the Irish language and culture as well. And it should be the responsibility of the councils to ensure this vital provision, because the councils operate in every area and that's their responsibility.